Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. During the break, I put on my Mighty Karnak hat. I'm going to look into the future and guess what questions are going to be coming our way here in the next week. With Wednesday being scheduled to hit 114, I can all but guarantee we will be flooded this week by email at info@rosieonthehouse.com, at our office phone lines, and in even snail mail letters. Rosie, how can I reduce my summer cooling bill? Well, let me give you three do's and three don'ts really fast here to start the show. As I'm going through this list, it'd be a great opportunity for you to jump online. We'll take any question about any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-767-4348. Actually got an email from someone this week who was talking about their spouse who apparently had started a project or talking about starting a project since June of 2011. They want to know what I could do to help move the project along.
I was waiting for the punchline. I was waiting to say this.
It was not my house. No, okay. It was not my house. It was not my house.
Maybe he's going to say it was a letter from Amanda.
This was an honest-to-goodness letter from a listener. Just wanting to know, Rosie, what tips? So I forwarded that to Jennifer. I said, why don't you tell her what you usually tell me to get a job done? Usually, to get something done at my house, it's my mother's coming.
Mm.
That usually gets the three-quarter done projects. That usually gets those wrapped up. Hey, but let's talk about cooling your house as affordably as possible. Got another email this week from Don, and he says, Rosie, been listening to the show for a while, and I listened to you talk about how you super cool your home during off-peak hours and let the temperature rise during the on-peak time. I just started doing this. I can already see savings. Tell me this. How many hours do you think it takes to get everything in the home cooled? Well, that doesn't really matter, Don. As long as you're doing it every single day, you'll be holding that residual thermal stability. So super cooling your home, being on the right energy plan, is absolutely the most important thing you can do to cut your electric bill in the summer, okay? Make sure you're on a demand system. Make sure you super cool your house at night when the energy is cheap. We've actually, through the Advanced Home System Energy Computer, have taken people's kilowatt purchase from 18 cents a kilowatt. They used 4,200 kilowatts. That's a big house. That's a lot of power, okay? This is a big house. 4,200 kilowatts. His monthly bill was $766. He was paying 18 cents a kilowatt, okay? The very next month, he used an additional 50 kilowatts, 4,154. We dropped his bill $400. $400 just by using this technique.
He used more electricity.
More electricity.
And saved $400.
And saved $400. We dropped his kilowatt purchasing from 18 cents a kilowatt to under 7 cents a kilowatt. Okay? Using more energy in the off-peak time. So I don't know how many different ways I can say it, folks. Spending money, some don'ts. Don't over-insulate your attic. You, south of the Mogollon Rim, don't need any more than an R30, R38. It's very important that that insulation is properly placed. Don't ventilate your attics. Don't suck air out of your attic. I don't care if it's 180 degrees in your attic. Don't suck the air out of it, okay? Last thing, don't depend on Radiant Barrier to save you a dime. Radiant Barrier has a time and place, but it's not now, and it's not at your house, okay? The other thing you're going to want to do is shade your windows. I am a big believer in shade screens. You aren't going to do anything at your house that gives you a higher return on investment than shading your windows. And you make sure the screen covers the entire frame and the glass as well. The other thing you want to do is, how many of you go in the morning and take a shower and turn on the exhaust fan in your bathroom? And then you go back to the bathroom, maybe say at lunch, to brush your teeth or wash up or use the restroom, and the fan's still on. Put timers on all your exhaust fans. You want to exhaust enough to get the heat and the humidity out, and sometimes the odor, but you don't want to let that fan run for hours and hours and hours and hours. Get a 15-minute timer put on all your bathroom fans. Those are three do's and three don'ts. I promise you, if you'll follow those rules, you have the opportunity of saving hundreds of dollars between now and the beginning of fall in October. Payback immediately, rather than years and years and years and years. How many emails do we get of people who have spent thousands of dollars trying to reduce their energy bill, and they say, Rosie, I'm so exasperated, it hasn't dropped a dime.
Just, that's hard.
Oh, man. So there you go. There's the three hot to-dos and the three hot not-to-dos. If you've got a project, we're loading up the phone calls right now, 1-888-767-4348.
Next hour, we'll be joined by the Mighty Electricians and all things electric, what you can and can't do as a homeowner. But right now, Bernie in Sun Lakes, let's talk cooling. He's got a hobby room that he needs to cool off. Welcome to the program. And he put his phone down.
He's there. Oh, he's there.
There he was. All right. Go ahead, Bernie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bernie.
I'm in Sun Lakes, and the house we bought has an attached garage that was made for a golf cart.
Okay.
The previous owners turned it into a workshop, and we turned it into a hobby room for my wife, who does quilting.
Okay.
The room is 14 by 14.
Okay.
In the wintertime, there's no air, no heat.
Okay.
In the wintertime, I just put in a portable unit, and it works fine. However, now in the summer, I purchased a portable air conditioning unit, 12,000 BTUs, and we can't get it below 85. Now, I couldn't go with a window unit because I have a slider.
Okay.
And
do you have this portable air conditioner that you bought inside the room? Did you vent it to the outside?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because sometimes people won't do that, and that's actually a very dangerous condition. Vented outside, 14 by 14, do the math on that, buddy. What is that? It's about 200 square feet?
Yeah, 196.
Yeah. So you're dealing with about a half a ton. Your 12,000 BTUs is about that. Do you run it all the time, or when your wife wants to go out there and quilt, does she try and turn it down and cool the room off?
No, she usually turns it on maybe an hour or so before she goes out there.
I would tell you, depending on what kind of power plan you're on, I would tell you, turn it on when you go to bed at night. Let it cool the entire room down, and then you might be even able to set the thermostat just a little bit higher. When your peak bill comes on, adjust it and turn it up. I think you're just asking that little bitty unit to thermally cool everything that's in that room. And it's going to take more than an hour to do it. Let's see if we can't run it overnight and get you to the temperature you're looking for. If not, they do make those units that go upwards, I think, of about 15,000 BTUs. And if we can't do that, depending on how committed you are to keeping your wife cool in that quilting hobby room, we can always go to a mini split and turn it into a meat locker.
You know, that's back to what you were talking about earlier on. I mean, just think about how hot it is in the middle of the day, and you go and turn it on and expect it to all be cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot cooler at night. The electricity's cheaper.
Yeah.
Run it when it's cooler. That way, during the day, you're not trying to cool it from 100 and whatever degrees. You're only cooling it from 80 degrees now.
And maybe even less. I'd really like to hear from his wife next Saturday. I hope they'll call back and give us an update, because she deserves to have a cool quilting room, and we're going to do everything we can to get her set up that way.
Let's go to Ken and talk concrete countertops.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on concrete countertops and then in a kitchen area? And then also, can you suggest some folks to maybe help us do it in the North Scottsdale area?
I love them.
Right now.
I love them. We just did that one in the backyard. That family that had concrete all through the kitchen, and they wanted us to build them an outdoor barbecue and kitchen area, and we tied in. We really did a pretty good job.
Did you?
It looks pretty good. Yes, it does.
It is hard to beat. We want to talk durability. You want to talk one of the things that is always hard when you're doing I wouldn't say hard. The professionals can do it really good.
Do you have somebody to give him?
Well, I mean, you could go to Cohills.
You could go to Cohills and try and figure out how to do it yourself. You certainly could do that.
Or see a number of display items.
And he hates it when I do this.
Uh-huh.
He hates it when I do this.
So you're gonna?
I am. Call Todd. He's the one that just finished doing the concrete countertops for Rosie Remodeling at this client's home. Beautiful job. You're going to love it. Call Todd, 602-309-7130. He's not officially a Rosie certified contractor, but he does do beautiful concrete countertops.
And he is licensed.
He's licensed, bonded, insured, all that.
He's been in business for years.
He doesn't want to be Rosie certified because he hates it when I do that, because he's just a small operation and he gets so busy that he comes over and knocks on my door and threatens me.
I don't see Todd being quite the threatening type.
No, it's Jesse.
Oh.
Call Todd. He'll do a beautiful concrete countertop for you.